You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Ah, gentlemen, let me go ahead and give you three names just so I can set the groundwork for this topic and this article. Halle Berry, Britney Spears, Mary J. Blige. If you know what these three women have in common, it is this. The system did not work in their favor like they thought it would. Oh, yeah. These are three famous women who had to pay their exes alimony and or child support. Now, gentlemen, we're going to add another name to this list. Mackenzie Dern. Who is she? A strawweight UFC fighter. Now, gentlemen, I saw this article on Facebook, and boy, the men in the comment section were going ham. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was beautiful. Now, this article was published on the 2nd of July. Mackenzie Dern slams child support setup. Quote, unquote, I'm paying him just to be a dad. Like I said, gentlemen, the comment section of men were not going to let her get off. They were going in on her. UFC strawweight contender Mackenzie Dern recently opened up about the ongoing legal battles with her ex-husband over custody and financial support, revealing the significant financial burden these court proceedings have placed on her career. Now, let me go ahead and state one of the obvious things you will find as you read this article. They never name her ex-husband. They simply call him her ex-husband. However, Google is your friend sometimes. Quick Google search. I found his name. Wesley Santos, a former professional surfer. So yeah, we're going to name Mr. Santos, even though the article tries not to. In a candid interview, Dern disclosed that she finds herself in court, quote unquote, almost every year because her ex-husband, Mr. Santos, continues to demand increased financial support. Once again, the men in the comment section did not spare her because there were many men in the comment section who said, yes, my ex-wife continued to hound me for more support. If I got a raise, guess what? She went back to court. If I got a new car, guess what? She went back to court. Yeah, a lot of men said how they had to literally take under the table jobs just so they could get by. And now this woman is in a man's position and she wants sympathy. Oh, hell no. Quote unquote, he comes up with this whole map of how my career will be. Like, oh, that she's going to win that belt here in a couple of years and she's going to make this money. Once again, ex-wives do the same thing. As a matter of fact, it is something that is championed by the courts. Why? Because we know that the court knows that they're going to get more of a kickback. Dern explained, expressing her frustration with what she sees as a money-oriented projection of her future earnings. Once again, men go through this every damn day. The financial arrangement has been created, what Dern described as an unfair burden, despite having 50-50 custody of their daughter. She pays for health insurance and additional expenses because she's the higher earner. Ah, yeah, ladies. You see that whole equality and wanting to make more money than men? Yeah, guess what? Another hidden, you know, consequence. If you're the breadwinner, you're going to pay. And yes, a lot of women are finding this out the hard way. Oh my God, I gotta pay him. Oh, the system is so unfair. Yet, when it's the other way around, what does women in society tell each other? Take his ass to the cleaners. Yeah, ladies, you gotta love that equality. Oh, I'm sorry, it's oppression, because the vast majority of you women don't want equality. You want superiority over men. However, men are now using that same system that you use against us, against you. Oh, enjoy it, ladies. Enjoy it. Her ex-husband, Mr. Santos, doesn't work, claiming he wants to spend more time with their daughter. Yet, Dern is legally obligated to maintain the lifestyle at both houses. Bra-fucking-vo, Mr. Santos. Bravo! Oh, yes. Oh, I love it when men win in family court. Our victories are few and far between, but I love it when we win. Just like women love to have quote unquote divorce parties when they get divorced and they want to rub it in men's face that they're going to take them to the cleaners. Oh, yeah. I love this situation. I'm like paying his lawyer's fees to get my money, and I'm paying my lawyer, and then I'm paying him just to be a dad. Just like most men are paying their ex-wives just to be mothers. Dern stated, highlighting the complexity of the financial obligations under California law. She's required to provide the same lifestyle they had when together, even though he chooses not to work. Oh, yeah, ladies. Oh, yeah. Now, we all know there are women who are divorced, who have boyfriends that they refuse to marry because if they marry that man, they will lose access to their ex-husband's resources. It's a game that's been going on for far too damn long. And far too many women, they absolutely know what they're doing in those cases. However, I'm hearing that if it's found out that a divorced woman actually has a boyfriend, she's going to lose access to that ex-husband's resources. Now, I'm pretty sure this is just a rumor, but yeah, I've heard rumblings of something like that in the works, which, in my humble opinion, should happen. If a woman decides to get into a new relationship after she's divorced, guess what? She should be cut off from her ex-husband's funds. And any dude that is with a woman that's doing that, yeah, you, my friend, are a piece of shit. The situation becomes more challenging as Dern's career progresses. The more money I make every year, he can come back and ask to raise the child support, she revealed. This creates a situation where her professional success directly translates into increased financial demands from her ex-husband. Once again, like so many men go through. As I stated previously, there are a lot of men who left comments in their comment section about how they take under the table jobs or cash only jobs just so they can try to get by. Adding to the custody battle's complexity, Dern mentioned that her ex-husband, Mr. Santos, is seeking full custody of their daughter. She expressed disbelief at this request, particularly given her role as the primary breadwinner and her efforts, to balance motherhood with her career as a strawweight competitor. Dern contrasted her current situation with her own childhood experiences of divorced parents who, quote unquote, never went to court and worked well co-parenting. She had hoped for a similar amicable agreement, but found herself in a system she describes as being against involving the state in child rearing decisions unless absolutely necessary. This ongoing legal burden continues to affect her ability to focus solely on her athletic pursuits and championship aspirations. Despite these challenges, Dern remains committed to the goal of becoming a UFC champion while being a present mother to her daughter, whom she regularly brings to training sessions and UFC events. The legal battles will serve as an additional motivation in her pursuit of the strawweight title as she continues to navigate the complex intersection of professional athletics, motherhood, and contentious custody arrangements. Well, well, well. To Miss Dern, I simply say this. Welcome to the world of men. Yeah, welcome to the world of divorced men. Oh, yeah. Once again, it ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun. So many women have drugged men through family court, through divorce court, and taken those men to the cleaners, to the point that some men literally gave up on life and decided to self-terminate. But people still call those men cowards. Yeah. However, when a woman has to pay, oh my God, the system is so damn unfair. No, ladies, no. It's called correction. You want to be the breadwinner? You got everything that comes with it. A lot of women have realized this. And now they hate the system. But if it worked in their favor, oh, the system's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. Yeah. However, We know the real reason why the system is so effective, especially against men. Because, as I mentioned before, the system wants those matching state funds. Yeah, they want to match their funds, especially in the enforcement of child support. We know this. We do. But guess what, ladies? Now you're finding this out the hard way. And yeah, there were even men who talked about how they were forced by the gun of the state to pay for children that they found out through DNA testing not to be biologically theirs. And yet, the system still tells those men, pay up. Yeah. In the words of Henry Hill from Goodfellas, fuck you, pay me. That's what the system is like to men. Now, that's what the system is like to you. And you don't like it. Women like you don't like it. Oh, well, suck it up, buttercup, and pay that man his money. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who want to be breadwinners, who think you're going to be so over the man that you're in a relationship with or married to, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The social and legal power you think you have by being the breadwinner, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that no matter what you do, the system is going to work in your favor, that's going to go out right along with it. Because as this woman has found out, and many other women before her found out, yeah, in the eyes of the law, it's all about the money. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.